be in the presence of God this evening. The songwriter said, I will never be ungrateful to our God. Because it is because of him that we all gather here tonight. So many things has happened around us, and so many things are still happening, but none of those ugly stories were able to come near us. It is one of the reasons why, if you are a living soul, it is one of the reasons you must open your mouth and give God thanks and praise at every given time. Remember, some of your mates are somewhere and they wish to be here tonight. If you know that the Lord has done something, if you know that the Lord has done something that is worthy of giving thanks, wherever you are, wave your hands and worship him with your mouth. Wave your hands to him. Wave your hands and worship him. He's our faithful God. He is the reason why we are alive today. He did not allow the wheels and the plans of the enemy to come through in our life.
From the moment that I wake,
he is the strength in your weakness. He is the reason you could fast and wait upon him.
I will sing.
For good 18 days you have been waiting upon him. For good 18 days you have been crying unto him. If not for the strength of the Lord, if not for the grace of God, if not for the mercies of God, beloved, the Bible said that by strength shall no man prevail. Worship him. Open your mouth and give him thanks and praise. He is worthy.
I will sing of the goodness of God.
Amen. Somebody just look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, tonight, worship God as a true worshiper. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, do you think that it's by your strength that you are able to stand for these 18 days? Remember that by strength shall no man prevail. Neighbor, tonight I have come to worship my maker and for all the things he has done for me. I have come to thank him. Don't mind me the way I'm going to thank God tonight. Don't mind me the way I'm going to worship God tonight. I'm going to worship God from my spirit. Because he's the reason why I'm here tonight. Begin to wave your hands again. You're going to thank God for your life. You're going to thank God for your family. You're going to thank God for your business. You're going to thank God for this ministry. You're going to thank God that you are able to join this empowerment period. Up to this moment, you have not been able to fall. It is by his grace. Somebody open your mouth and thank him. Thank God for what he's about to do tonight. Somebody, you are leaving this place empowered. Somebody, you are leaving this place strengthened. Somebody, you are leaving this place a new person. Open your mouth and worship him. Open your mouth and worship
me.
You have no reason not to worship God. If you look around you, you can see what God has done for you that no man could have been able to do.
All you have done.
If you look around your business, around your family, around your Christian life, you will see so many reasons why you will say thank you, Lord Jesus.
We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful. We are grateful.
sickness in the house, if there is any living in the house, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, we are still going to thank God. Sometimes I wake up, I start reasoning what God has done. Most time I don't even have time to start telling God what he's going to do for me. Because when I remember all his goodness around me, when I remember all his goodness around the church, when I remember all his goodness around my business, the same business that is almost at the verge of collapse, all of a sudden the Lord came in and revived it. When I remember all the mockeries that the enemy has mocked me and yet he didn't let me fall, I have so many reasons to say, this God, you are worthy. Somebody here, I want you to look back again. Look back, and if you can be sincere with yourself, you will see that what God has actually done for you, no mortal on earth, even if you have a governor as a parent, if you have a president as a, your religion, no one on earth could have been able to do it. Lift up thy hands, wave it left and right, begin to thank God again until you thank God in your spirit. Come satisfied that yes, I have found this great God. Oh Jesus, I thank you. If you are not thanking him, it means you can't remember any other thing that he has done. If you are not praying at this moment thanking him, it means that you have suddenly forgotten. Pray. Beloved, we have come before the throne of his grace. The Bible says that all have sinned and called short the glory of God. He said that our righteousness is like filthy, like to most of us that may say, oh, I have not sinned today. Since yesterday, I have not sinned. For the past 1 week, I have not sinned. But I want to let you know that your righteousness, those things you thought you have done it right, they are as filthy rag before God. At every second, at every minute, at every hour, we do sin against God. If not by thought, it could be by deed, by actions, by the way we think in our heart, by the way we look at things. Those things could prevent us from getting the grace of God. I want you to humble yourself before his throne of grace this moment. Begin to ask the Lord, Father, I have come before you as a sinner. Forgive my sins and my trespasses. Those sins that easily beset me, even while I am fasting and praying. Before you know it, I wouldn't know when I commit those sins. I wouldn't when I dumble into it. I wouldn't know when I fall in. I only get myself after doing it. Father, I have come before you, confessing before you, acknowledging that I am a sinner, and only you can be able to forgive. The Bible said that if we can confess our sin before him, he is faithful and just to forgive us. He is a merciful God. The Bible says that his mercy endureth forever. And his mercy, they are new every morning at every given day. The mercies of God are there for you. Open your mouth, brothers and sisters. Begin to confess those sins before him. Begin to ask him, Father, I have come before you. Do not mark my iniquity. For if you count on my sin, I cannot stand. Forgive my sins. Forgive my shortcomings. Against him. Don't say no, I have asked for mercy before coming to this place. Don't say no, since morning I have not done anything wrong. pray. May the Lord have mercy upon his church in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands on your chest. Say after me, my Father, I have come before you this hour. Father, I know I'm a sinner, and I have sinned against you, Lord. Forgive my sins. Forgive my trespasses. Forgive my transgressions. Those sins that the enemy wants to use to accuse me tonight. Father, let the blood that you shed on the cross, let it speak for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, we're going to pray. For the past 18 days, you have been praying and fasting, asking God for the past 17 days, asking God to empower you, asking God to empower every member of this church. If you have been praying for yourself alone, it means you are self-centered. You pray for yourself, you pray for the church, you pray for every department, that the power of God will come and take over. Beloved, we are going to pray and ask the Lord, Father, let these days that I've tarried before you, let these days that I've sacrificed to you without eating, without drinking, without doing the things that I used to do, Father, let it not be in vain. I have come because I know that you have the supreme power. I have come because I know you are the only one that can empower me. Father, tonight, empower me by the power of your Holy Ghost. Empower my brothers. Empower my sisters. Empower the ministers. Empower the workers. Empower every department of this church. Somebody, can you begin to pray now? Begin to open your mouth and pray. Pray like someone that have the Holy Ghost in him. Pray like someone that have Holy Ghost in her.
Empower me, oh Lord.
Until you see that power manifesting through you, you have not gotten the power yet.
Empower me, oh Lord. Empower me.
Empower me. Empower me.
Empower me.
Shout a thunderous amen. Shout more believing amen. Is there any living in the house? I want you to jump on top of your voice. Say amen. Shout amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. We're going to pray again. Tonight is another opportunity. Tonight is another night to receive from above. Tonight is another night. You may think that you have received that power, but I want to tell you that you have not received enough. Every day have a different power, different grace in another dimension. Tonight, as I talk to you, there is another dimension of grace that God is going to release to somebody here. I want you to lift up your hands and say after me, my Father, my Father, my coming before you tonight shall never be in vain. My Father, my Father, let your strength replace my weakness. My Father, my Father, renew my spirit man tonight. From the beginning of this service to the closing of this service, let something happen to me that will prove to me and to everyone that sees me that the power of God is working in my life. Somebody begin to pray that prayer.
Renew me when thou shalt come from above. I shall be free, my Father.
My Father,
my Father,
renew my strength.
My Father, renew me when thou shalt come from above. I shall be free, my Father. From above, I shall be free, my Father.
Oh Lord,
We're going to pray, brethren. Tonight we're going to talk to the Lord. Father, whatever that will hinder me from receiving the power from on high, whatever that will stop me from coming in contact with your spirit, whatever that the devil have introduced inside of me, or whatever that will bring distraction to disconnect me from the grace in this service today, Father, put it away from me. Somebody shout, my Father, my Father. Somebody shout, my Father, my Maker. I have come again in your presence. Position me to be able to receive from you. Let nothing stop me from receiving the anointing. Let nothing stop me from receiving the power. Let nothing stop me from receiving the grace. Whatever that is inside of me, whatever that is around me, whatever that is beside me that the devil have introduced to distract me with, that the devil is using to disconnect me, tonight as I begin to pray, Father, take it away from me. Lord, take it away from me. Somebody begin to pray.
Do not allow me.
Worship God now. I know some of you, for your spirit to be motivated and revived, you need our worship. So I want you to position yourself. You are going to allow your spirit, you are going to free your mind. Under 10 minutes, we are going to worship the God, our Maker. We are going to welcome the fullness of the Spirit. And I want to assure you that as you join through this worship and praise, your life will never remain the same.
Your hands. Clap your hands unto the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord. Give him praise for his word. The Holy Ghost, jump up and make a joyful noise unto the Maker. We are in the sanctuary, we are not in the mortuary. Amen. Amen. Today is the what? The 17th, right? Remaining day, how many? 13 days. Amen. Talk to somebody. Tell your neighbor. Neighbor. By the time you leave here today, by the time you are done with this service today, everything that your life needs spiritually, You shall have them in full. Talk to another neighbor. Say, neighbor, tonight, there is a power that is coming from above. That power will come upon you tonight. Tell another neighbor, neighbor, you are not leaving this place powerless. The last neighbor now, turn to the last neighbor. Say, neighbor, listen to what I'm about to tell you. Tonight, that power you are waiting for, that anointing you are waiting for, that grace you are waiting for, you shall receive it in the name of Jesus. You can be seated. Amen. It's another day of joy. It's another day of empowerment. The Bible says that in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. And wherever the Holy Spirit is, there is liberty. One thing that the Holy Ghost does is that when he comes, he grants liberty and freedom of spirit. And that is what we have come to benefit tonight. Without wasting much of our time tonight, I bring my greeting to each and every one of you. And also, I want to appreciate our daddy for this privilege. It is not a right, it's a privilege. You can't see it any other place. You can't see this privilege in any other church. I want to appreciate him so much. And I also want to appreciate the pastorate and all the ministers that are seated. May the Lord bless us all in Jesus' name. I am no other person than your brother Julius. Some of you know me very well. And I know my face is very familiar in this church. Okay? Because while I was, you know, leading into opening prayer, some of you are looking at me as if it's the first day you are seeing me. I am your humble brother, Julius Izuchukwu. And by the special grace of God, I want to share with you on the exhortation that I title, Keep Following the Leading of the Spirit. Keep following the leading of the Spirit. Beloved, I have been to places of prayers. I've been to mountains, I've been to camps for years. And I discovered that the common prayer point that Christians used to pray on a mountain, on the camp, is for God to give them power. That is why if you have been to mountain, you will see some people standing in a particular place for more than 30 minutes to 1 hour praying. Power, 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 anointing. But in the other way, I also know that the source of every power, as long as it's of God, is from the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The source of every power that comes to any Christian comes through the Holy Ghost. Amen, somebody. So when you are praying for God to endue you with power, for God to strengthen you, and for God to empower you, just like we have been telling for the past 17 years, asking God to empower us for the task ahead. Know it, that this same power you have received or you are still waiting to receive is coming from a source. And that source is the Holy Ghost. That's why the Bible says that ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And there's also one thing I discover, that when you ask Holy Ghost for power, it doesn't take him time to come. If you're a vessel, you're a Christian, and you sincerely ask for Holy Ghost to give you power, it doesn't take time to come. Haven't you observed even in your prayer, when you start praying and ask Holy Ghost, have your way, the Spirit of God will come right inside of you at that moment. Because he doesn't take time to come. But why is it that after many Christians have gotten this power, after they have fasted and they have prayed and have received this power, the same man, the same woman, the same sisters, the same brother that have once received this power, when you look at their life, when you look at their behaviors. When you look at the way they do things, you begin to imagine, is it not this same brother that I knew received the power once? You begin to ask yourself. Then I discover in my research that the reason for it is that when Holy Ghost comes on us, we doesn't allow him to lead us. Listen, brethren, when you are asking for the power to come upon you, when you are asking for God to strengthen you, and it comes through the Holy Ghost, there is one thing that the Holy Ghost does. When Holy Ghost comes upon you, he takes possession. When Holy Ghost comes upon you, he takes full charge. When Holy Ghost comes upon you, he doesn't leave you halfway. When Holy Ghost comes upon you, he will want to lead and direct your path so that you won't make mistake. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Quickly open with me the book of Galatians chapter 5. The book of Galatians chapter 5 from verse 16. It is not enough to ask for power. It is not enough to ask for anointing. It is not enough to ask for strength from above. When that power comes, you need a sustaining ability. You need a sustaining grace. And it only comes from you by allowing the Spirit to lead you. In the book of Joshua chapter 3 verse 4, when Joshua was telling the children of Israel how it's going to be, how they're going to move with the journey, how they're going to move around the ark, he was telling them where they are ought to stay, that they shouldn't move beyond here. They shouldn't go before beyond here. And finally he told them in verse 4 that you have not gone through this way heretofore. That means where the Spirit is taking you to, where the Spirit is leading you to, you have not been there before. So allow him to take full control of everything, both your mental prowess, your thinking faculty, your listenings, your whole you, your willingness should be to allow the Holy Ghost to come and lead you. Praise the Lord, somebody. The book of Galatians chapter 5 from verse 16 to 18. IT, can you help us? This I said then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 17. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one, the one to an, the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Verse 18, the last. But if ye be led of the Spirit. Somebody say, if you be led of the Spirit, ye are not under law. Show me a man that cannot be condemned of his act. Show me a man that whatever he does pleases God. Show me a man that Holy Ghost lives in him at every given time. And I will show you a man that is willing and ready to allow the Holy Ghost to lead. To that man, whatever he does, he is not under law. To whatever he does, nothing condemns him, because he will always do things the right way. And that's why Paul was admonishing them. He said, it is better for the Spirit to lead you. Listen to me. In the year 2025, we have 12 months. And in that 12 months, we have 365 days. We are now on the 18th in the year of 2025. So the remaining days, you don't know how it's going to be. The remaining months, you don't know how it's going to work out. That the only way you are sure of the end, the only way that you can boast of your victory in Christ, is when you allow the Spirit of God to lead you. And that is why I summon this message. Keep following the leading of the Spirit. Like I told you earlier before now, that Holy Ghost, when it comes upon you, He will want to take full possession. When he comes upon you, he controls your thought. When he comes upon you, he controls your listening. He controls the ways of your doing things. A carnal man cannot understand you at the moment. If you are still a Christian and you are filled with the Holy Ghost, and yet you can sit comfortably and drink with drunkards, you still go to club, and it means that the Spirit is not in you. Because if you have the Holy Ghost, those things will be irritating you. You can't be comfortable sitting with them. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. In the book of John, chapter 21, verse 18, something happened to Peter. Something happened to Peter. And Jesus directly told Peter, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." And he was talking in parable. He was talking to Peter in parable. You know why? The same Peter, at a point, he denied Christ. The same Peter, under his intellectual understanding and profession, the very first day he encountered Jesus, Jesus pleaded with him to, you know, lend him the boat or the sheep. He kept arguing and arguing and arguing and arguing and arguing, even when he asked him to cast his net. He still argued. Because then it was Peter filled with self. Then Peter was filled with experience. Peter was still working as a professional. So anybody that comes to tell him anything about fishing, he will ask you to sit down. How many years have you been fishing? I think I know more better. And that's the point he was trying to prove to Jesus. Because by the time Jesus met him, at that very point, you cannot, for whatever reason, catch fish. There is a particular time, if you are a professional fisherman, there is a particular time that you must launch your net into deep so that you can be able. But he toyed by his experience. He toyed by his profession. Yet he couldn't get anything until when Christ met him. And here Christ was telling Peter, he said, when you were Peter that is full of flesh, when you were Peter that is full of your own understanding, when you were Peter that understand only the carnal things, you do things that you willingly want to do. But now that the Spirit of God lives inside of you, now that the Maker has come inside of you, now that he has taken hold of you, now that he has possessed everything about you, he will carry you. He will lead you. Even the things that naturally you wouldn't want to do, he will lead you to do it. And remember, whatever you do by the leading of the Spirit, like I told you, is always justified. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And that is why when Peter caught up with the power and the power came upon him and began to lead him, the same Peter that was once denying him, the same Peter went back without boldness, because under that unction, under that leading, Peter doesn't consider your gun. He doesn't consider your bullet. He doesn't consider your machete, because there is something inside of him that is leading him. And those things are the things that is preparing him. Those things that are the things that are leading him to say things the way he said it. And he stood before thousands of men and he said, "Listen to me. This Christ I'm talking about is the same Christ you crucified. The same Christ he denied was the same Christ he preached. Somebody tonight, you shall receive that power. And when he comes upon you, he will lead you through. In the name of Jesus." Touch your neighbor, say, "Neighbor, allow the Spirit of God to lead you." Tell another neighbor, "Neighbor, You have been doing it your own way. This time around, let the Holy Ghost do it. Let it be done by his own leading. In the name of Jesus. Open the book of John chapter 16, verse 13. The book of John chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all. He will guide you into all. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak. And he will show you things, beloved. So many things has happened in Christianity. And the only reason why those things are happening that has given room for the non-Christian faith to be criticizing Christianity is because men who thought that they have arrived, who thought they know even more than God, though men who lean on their own understanding, they have allowed their understanding, their titles, their ability, they have allowed it to lead them. And that is why in Christian faith, we have seen so many things that is being displayed, that is bringing mockery to the Christendom. But I pray that your life today shall never remain the same. Beloved, like I said before, it is not enough in waiting, fasting, and prayer. When that power comes, it doesn't take Holy Ghost. I have experienced it in uncountless time. Even in most time, if I just lift up my hands to pray, I say, Holy Ghost, you are just welcome. I begin to feel his presence right there. Then I discover that it is not hard for Holy Ghost to come. It is not even hard for the power to come. Because once you receive the Holy Ghost, the power is already in you. Paul received the Holy Ghost. And his life changed. He was once Saul. But when that power came upon him, his name instantly changed to Paul. And when he started ministering, at a point in book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 30, he said, I can do all through Christ, which strengthens, not by himself. In other words, when that power comes, it gives you strength. There is a strength that when it comes upon you, you find yourself living above sin. Listen, every man that is created of God, there is this nature you have in you. And that is our Adamic nature. There is this sin that normally beset, that when that sin, when it comes on you, at most times you don't even have power to resist it. But Paul, when that power came upon him, he said, he received this power to do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens him. There is a source that gives you that strength. There is a source that empowers you. There is a source that will generate that leading, that will lead you to an expected end. And until you allow that source to take hold of you, that is why so many Christians fall on the way. That is why so many Christians misbehave. That is why so many Christians, before you know it, their life will be messed up. Why? Because they have chosen to do it their own way. But I pray for you tonight. From henceforth, the Spirit of God will begin to lead you. From henceforth, the Spirit of God will begin to direct your path. From henceforth, the Spirit of God will begin to teach you all things. Open the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, 24, and verse 30. This I say therefore, and I testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles in the vanity of their mind. Somebody say mind. Anything that any man or woman does, it emanates from the mind. IT screen it, verse 24. The same Ephesians 4. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Verse 30. Now listen to this verse. Verse 30. And he finally said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Somebody touch your neighbor and say, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. You know one thing that Holy Ghost cannot do? He can never strive with you. That is why at any given time, you are in the point of making decision, whether the right or the wrong. Holy Ghost will always come and he will drop that word right in your spirit. He wouldn't worry. And you see that spirit of devil will be not only as if somebody is just standing by you, telling you, wanting to push you to do it. But Holy Ghost will just come and just drop that solution. If you're lucky enough, he might come again. But I told you, do it this way. The moment you begin to strive with him, but why should I do it that way? But why must it be this way? But how can I do it this way? But I know if I do it this way, it will be better. The moment you start striving with him, he will quietly leave. And that is what Apostle Paul was telling the Ephesians church. He told them, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Now, he is talking to the church. He is talking to those who have received the Spirit. Now, if you read it, that verse 30, he said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Grieve him not. If you grieve him, he will leave you. So many Christians are in that position today. And sorry enough, those Christians are those that have been with God for the past 10, 15, 20 years. All of a sudden, something somewhere happened. Because they are trying to do it their own way. Because they are trying to strive with the Spirit of God. When the Spirit comes to tell them, let's do it this way. Just follow me. Just allow me to lead. They will want to tell the Spirit, no, it is better we go this way. At that point, the Spirit of God will be grieved. And suddenly he will leave. Somebody here, I pray for you. The Spirit that you receive under these 17 days shall not depart from you. The power that you receive in these very days, that power will not depart from you. Hallelujah. You know, there is one thing with power. That is why if you are a Christian and all your prayer points, every time you keep praying, God, empower me. God, give me power. God, I need your power. Examine yourself and know for what reason and for what motive. What reason and what motive? I've told you, you don't have to pray too long for power to come. You don't, as long as you're a seed of God and you have that gift in you, just be doing the things that you are supposed to do. With these little prayers you have prayed and fasting you have fasted, Holy Ghost will come. But when Holy Ghost comes, another thing is this. Of what purpose are you requesting for that power? So many brothers and sisters in this church, they will come to the church and they will see how the prophets are prophesying. Whether they are called to be a prophet or not, you begin to see them, what they will be asking, Father, I want to prophesy. Father, I want to prophesy. Father, I want to prophesy. It is true that the gift is covetous, but examine yourself and know what motive are you asking for the power. The book of Romans chapter 14 verse 7. Let us see what Paul told the Roman church. The book of Romans chapter 14 verse 17. 14 verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Brethren, are you hearing what I'm saying? The power you are demanding, it is not for meat. It is not for drink. But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. not coming so that you can go to your village and start challenging everybody. I have received the power. God is not giving you the power so that when you begin to see small, small, you begin to, you know, this is the time, oh, opportunity come but once. This house that I've not built, this land that I never bought. I thank God for this church. Because personally, I learned a lot. I learned a lot. There are so many questions that have been coming across my Christian faith before I discovered this church. Man of God, I lie not. It's not because I'm on this altar. So many things that when I came to Lagos, I went to this church, I went to that church, I went to this church. And because I have the Spirit of God, each time I enter there and I begin to see them doing things, I will, no. This is not the right way to do it. The Spirit in me bears me witness. No, that is not done this way. It is not done. So no matter the position I have been offered there, you see me, within you, before you know it, I will sneak out. I keep searching and searching until I got to know about this church. And at that point, I was at the point of not going to any church. When God directed me to this church. And when I came to this church on that faithful Tuesday, the man of God, our daddy, came and was ministering and was calling names of the GOs and all that. So the moment he called the name of my GO, I was like, but why must you call him? I was grieved, I must tell you. But before you know it, right where I was seated at the front, I had this trance. I saw that revelation. Before you know it, under some seconds, the man of God now said, there is a brother, minister here. And this is exactly the revelation you saw. And right away, you are meditating inside of what could be the meaning of this revelation. This is the meaning. And I began to imagine, but how did this man saw what I just, how come he got to know? And he gave me the meaning of the revelation. The same thing I was saying, what could be the meaning? I could have interpreted it other way. He started telling me, this is what God meant by that revelation you saw. And after that, I say, oh, that means here is something different. There is something different in this place. And ever since then, for the past 12 to 13 years now, I stay put. Even when I traveled and go to other church, in fact, I don't feel comfortable. Because what I hear and what I see doesn't feed my spirit. Somebody, that is God here. But I know you know. Tell your neighbor, I know you know. Amen and amen. Amen. He said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Beloved, the power and the anointing that you have received, it is not for you to be showing up. It is not for you to start claiming I have arrived. It is not for you to start behaving as if you are the only one that has that gift. The Bible says it is for righteousness' sake. When that power comes upon you, it will modify you. It will remold you. It will fashion you. There's going to be a regeneration in your life. That where you normally go and you know it's not right at all, you will find out that you can't go there again. It is power that will begin to direct you. No, sister, but you've been doing it this way. No. This time around, you are going to do. Listen to me, brethren. If you can allow Holy Ghost to lead you all through. Remember where we read. He said, a man that the Spirit of God leads is not under law. In other words, the law will never catch up with you. Devil cannot accuse you because you are doing it under the leading of the Spirit. Keep following the leading of the Spirit. The book of Matthew chapter 2. When the wise men, they heard that the king was born, and they were going to meet the king with their gifts because he's a star. But little did they know about where they were going to. Do you know what they do? They were going. by the direction that we are given. It came to a point, it was confusing. Man of God, the Christian walk is not something we know it all. That is why Paul said that now we see in part, we know in part, but there will be a fullness of time where we see him face to face. The more you walk with him, the more he reveals to you. That is why the way of God is always dynamic. And the men that we are going, they knew the city, they were told, they knew the place, but they can't get there. To a point, they were so confused that they have to go to the king's house to inquire. How can you go to the king's house to inquire where the King of Kings is born? The king that is seated on throne, and they were looking for the king that seated in the palace. And they went to the palace. The King of Kings cannot be born in the palace. He is seated on the throne. And the Bible said that when they went there, the king himself was unaware of the place, though he has heard. Anytime you want to acquire ideas and knowledge from people, there must be a misdirection. Anytime you want to acquire knowledge from people, except the way that God has ordained you to be led, you must make mistake. Anytime you want to do it the normal ways others are doing it, there must be confusion along the line. If you don't take time, you'll be misled. Not until they knew, they suddenly discovered that no, the solution of where we are going to is not here. Even the king that we came to acquire, there are so many of you that you are going, there are people that you are going to meet, and yet you are the one that's supposed to lead those people as a result of what you have inside of you. But because of your ignorance, you are going there, bringing down your head for them to pray for you. We have seen so many of them. After that, we come here and we start conducting the deliverance on them. And by the time this man discovered that, no, where we are, we have been misdirected. They came out. And when they came out, the Bible says, they look up and they saw stars. Beloved, the only way that you can succeed in this journey is to look up. That is why a man, David, a king that is ruling over a nation, he said, I will look up to the hill. For where cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. It doesn't come from any man. It comes from above. And the Bible said that when they look up, they saw a star. And they knew, yes, yes, this is the leading. And while they were looking up, the star was moving. And they keep following the leading of the Spirit. And until the star came to a point and stood, the star couldn't move by the left, it couldn't move by the right, it couldn't move front. And they knew that this is the place that the king was born. There is a gift inside of you. You don't know? You don't know there is a grace inside of you? There is anointing inside of you. What you have just received is not ordinary. What you have just received is more than AK-49. What you have just received is more than billions. What you have just received is the power to lead you into your destiny. But for you to get there, you must allow the Spirit to lead you. They keep following the leading of the star. As the star was moving, of course, why will I be confused? We have gone to the king of the nation, yet he didn't know the place. The highest place that we are supposed to inquire, that is where they went to. And yet, even right there, they were more confused. Until they came out and they suddenly remember that they ought to have looked up from the beginning. And when they look up, they saw the sign. And while they are following the star was leading them. Until they came to where the King of Kings was born. Somebody tonight, the Spirit of God will come upon you. And he will lead you to your destiny. He will lead you to your expected end. He will lead you to a place where God has ordained you. In the name of Jesus. Finally, the book of Job. Many Christians, they don't normally open the book of Job. As a matter of fact, most of us, there are some Christians that have not even read even Job chapter 1. Because they think that everything about Job is ugly. And that is why you scarcely hear that people name their son after the name Job. Because nobody wants to relate with anything called suffering. The book of Job chapter 28, verse 7. Job chapter 28, verse 7, he said, there is a path. Somebody say, a path. I'm not hearing you. Say, a path. There is a path which the which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's webs have not trodden on it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. Beloved, as a Christian you are, there is a path that God has given to you. And that path is peculiar. No other person has it. The day he created you, that was the day it was given to you. And that's why the book of Jeremiah said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Can't you see that nobody looks like you? Nobody, even those that they call identical twins, you can still know that this is the different. That's why their parents can easily discover one thing that is different. And even their toprint can never be the same. To show how peculiar that God created them. And here he was telling us in the book of Job. Job thought that what he has gotten, that is it all. The Bible said that he was the weightiest man. Not until those things left. Including his children. Everything. He lost it. And he thought that all hope is gone. But when God started introducing that path to him, the Bible said that the end of Job becomes far better than his beginning. There is a path that the vulture eye have not seen. The eagle eye. When I lay this place, I begin to ask, but why vulture? But why? Why other birds? Now I discover that vulture eye can see far, more far than other birds. Eagle's eye can see because eagle stays in the mountain. So whatever happens, he sees it. But this very part that God is talking about, he said, the vulture eye have not seen this part. The eagle eyes, all that bird that can see far off, have not seen this part. He continued to say that even the lion's web, what does he mean? The lion's web is as strong as iron. The lion's web. I know every other lions, they run. But every other animal, they run. But lion jump. So he can jump faster than any other lion. So he can outrun. That's why he easily outrun other lion and get them as a prey. I say this path, even the lion's web have not trodden on it. And that is the path that if you can wait, if you can allow yourself to be led by the Spirit, he will lead you to this path. No, you don't have to preach the way I'm preaching. There is a path for you. You don't have to prophesy the way other prophets are prophesying. They have their own peculiar way because there is a path for you. You don't have to conduct the river the way other ministers are conducting the river because there is a path for you. And no lion's web have trodden on it. No ego eye have ever seen it. If you can allow the Spirit of God to lead you, it is not enough that you have received the power. It is not enough that you have received the anointing. It is not enough that you can speak in tongue. It is not enough that you can fast for 30 days and pray for 30 days. There is always one thing that you will allow it to be done in order to complement it all. And that is you allowing the Spirit of God to lead you. You allowing the Spirit of God to direct your path. The Bible said that he is the Spirit of all truth. He will lead you into all. You don't have to struggle about it. If it comes, he will direct you. Whatever position that is meant for you at the appropriate time, it doesn't matter who is there, at the appropriate time, he knows how to shift and how to position. And that's why he said in the book of Ezekiel, he said, I will turn, overturn, and overturn until I give it to who's right? Who's right? Who is that person? The person that have allowed me. If you want to get it on your own, he will allow you to go. I learned one thing. You know, if you're in Lagos and you normally enter this public bus, we discover that anytime, like people like us, that whenever we board the public bus, we want to sit at the last seat. That conductor seat, that is where I like to sit, so that anytime I want to come down, I can easily come down. So I discovered one common thing, that anytime I sit and ask the very close person to shift, sometimes they will look at you and they'll be seated where. And when you look, you find out that there's still a chance for them to adjust. So, but what I do is, I don't say it again. Once I tell you, please, sister, brother, adjust now, and you refuse to adjust, I will just keep calm. Do you know what? Because I know that certainly something will happen. Something will happen. As long as the vehicle is moving, as long as the driver is driving, something will happen. It could be by porthole, then the vehicle will take its shape. And before you know it, without my strength, I will see myself seated properly. That is why you don't need to struggle with the Spirit of God. That is exactly what he does. When he's leading you, though the way could be so tight, it could be stressful, it could stretch you. But he said, even if you walk by the fire, it will not burn you. Am I talking to believers in the house? Even when the sea, you are walking on the sea, you will not be drowned. Because he is right there with you. The three Hebrew scholars, they know this. They know who is leading them. And even when they were thrown where they were thrown, they were not bothered. They were not bothered because they know that greater is he. Greater is he than he that is in there. Do I have a Bible scholars here? You are saying it as if you are not sure of what you are saying. When the Spirit of God is leading you, no power can challenge you. Because anywhere you are, he's there. Sabi Nahim bring you there. Anywhere you go, he is there. Because Nahim directs you. The only time he will leave you is when you start going where he did not follow you to. But if it is the Holy Ghost that is leading you, you are saved. Beloved, stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Say after me, my Father, I yield myself to you. Let your Spirit come upon me tonight. Come and lead me. Come and direct me to the path of righteousness. Come and lead me to my expected end. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray this prayer.
Wherever you go, I'll go. Whatever you say, Lord, I'll do. Oh,
Jesus' name.